Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's your friend James Shaw live in Boise, Idaho this morning, where it is 5:34. So it's always fun to get up early. Do you want to know the secret about how I get up, how I do this call? Donna Gilbert, do you want to know the secret about how we do this call early in the morning like this?
Yes, please.
Yes?
Yes,
Okay, all
please.
right. I get out of bed and I go like this to my hair. And I put on the clothes I had on yesterday from the waist up. And turn on the Zoom. That's the secret, folks, and how you do this call at 5:35 a.m. Then I'll get ready for the day after the call today. So I smell bad, but good news is you can't smell through the Zoom. So it's fine. And I have the worst cup of coffee, but I don't want to talk about that. It's great to see everybody. Thank you for being here. Thank you to Maria Pettit for filling in for me yesterday while I was on an airplane on making my way out to Boise, Idaho. So I appreciate her very, very much. And this is two masterminds in one. We do this every day inside of Pivot Shift Ahead. First half of the call is something you've asked inside of Pivot Shift Ahead. So thank you to everyone who posts their questions and curiosities about how to grow their business or make things better. You do that in the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group and go in and ask your questions. It's great. Second half of the call is whatever's on my mind. Now we are back to the basics, which is what you talked about yesterday. She was back to the basics about big why and understanding the purpose behind the business. Today we'll talk more about follow-up and back to the basics on that, because some of you don't need a whole bunch of leads. You need to follow up with the ones you got. We'll do that in about 25 minutes. But before we do that, I want to answer this question from Nicole that she asked inside of Pivot Shift Ahead. She says, I'm in a growth stage in my business. She's been a solo agent for 11 years, long time capper, but nothing extraordinary in GCI. Just as a sidebar, if you're a long time capper, your GCI is pretty extraordinary. Just want that as a sidebar. She says she's trying for the 100th time to go from E to P. Going from E to P, by the way, is ongoing and never stopping, right? If we're moving out of our entrepreneurial or easy and getting into our purposeful, we're always growing. Every single person who participates in this is someone who desires to go from E to P, right? Get into systematized and push through. So cheers to you on that. So she goes on and says, right now I'm deciding on what to keep doing and what to stop doing and what to add to my lead gen systems, etc. When making choices like this for your business, how do you think about it? When looking at several great playbooks that could be what it takes to take your business to the next level, how do you decide what to enact first? You know, one of the unintended consequences, this is a great question, and I don't answer them, but I'll start. One of the unintended consequences of our community is we have so much available. I'll have people message me and say, James, I'm going to cancel my Inspire membership because I can't use all of it. And I go, do you cancel your Netflix because you can't watch all of it? So I want you to just realize that there are so many tools available to you that being able to go through and figure out which ones are for you can be a challenge. And that's what she's asking here. She's telling us, Nicole's telling us, it's a challenge. I don't know where to start. I want to hear from you about what advice would you want to give. She wants to move from E to P in her business and in her systems. In other words, get out of what's natural, get out of what's entrepreneurial, and get into what's purposeful. But she's just kind of stuck. Josie, what advice would you give her? Good morning.
Good morning. That is a great question. And the key is focusing on the purposeful, the intentional part, right? I think it was an Inspire call the other day. I said, you got to go deeper, not wider, right? And so what that means is do more of what's working. So take a look at what has brought you business this year, past years, like what on a high level though, right? And do more of that. So that's why we talk about the DCD2. I can't emphasize that enough. Like just literally just doing the DCD2 is what made the biggest change for our team's business, right? And just doing more of that versus all the other things. So just take a look is the best advice I can give. Take a look at what has brought you business in the past and then amplify that instead of trying to add a bunch of new things that may work, but they may not. And yeah, just go deeper.
Josie's giving you page 54 to 57 of the Shift book, which is something we've talked about so many times. And you just go through and read those. How many pages is that? Four, five, six, seven. 4 pages. Read those 4 pages. And Gary and Jay and Dave outline the exercise to do to figure out what strategies are the best ones for you. So, Josie, great share. Bree, you're up next. Good morning.
Hello and good morning. So when I think to like times in my paths where I've been like stuck or needed to get to that breakthrough, that next ceiling, who's been in my circle. And at both times I had a coach that helped me get beyond kind of where I'm sitting. I think it was what John Acuff that talks about, like when you're in the jar, you don't see what's going on, but a coach being on the outside of that jar and allowing me to see some areas or blind spots that I may have and give me clarity around, okay, here's where, like my coach John Spray, we always focus on like what's going well, and we drill down into that and what's bringing me joy and what's bringing me business. So just having a coach or someone that can help give clarity around each ceiling that you break. And that's the thing I love about EDP. It's not just a one and done. Like at every opportunity, at every moment, you're breaking through a ceiling, you're breaking through something, and hopefully running towards that what makes you uncomfortable. So having that coach and that advocate in your corner just definitely helps with that.
Quit being a FSBO. That's what you're saying. You're saying
Yep.
quit being a FSBO. A FSBO realtor has no community partner, mentor, coach to go hang out with. None of you are FSBOs because you're in a space like this. But
Right,
have a
in this
place where you can
community.
go and get advice and strategy and idea and walk through things, Bree.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a great share. Orly, good morning to you in New Jersey.
Good morning. So very similar to Josie and Bree, you have to really drill down and analyze your business and really see where you're getting the most amount of leads, where your conversion is. Use the Strength Finders profile to see what your strengths are. Hone in on that. But the next thing I'm going to add to that is leverage. If you're good at something and you're hitting a ceiling, it means that you just don't have the capacity to get to that next level. So by adding leverage, when I added my first piece of leverage, my business went up 25%. So just add, it's like almost like going up the stairs. You build your business with what you do well, you stay there with a solid foundation, you add something else, stay there until that's solid, systematized, automatic, and then go to that next level. Just keep doing it in increments, but I would definitely add leverage.
We're not going to solve it all at once, Orly, and so do it over time. Orly brought up two things that Inspire Collective members you have access to that are included with your membership, right? Those who don't know, Inspire is our membership community. We meet every Tuesday, and we have so many tools available to you. But there's two standalone courses Inspire members that you have access to. One is the where'd it go? It is the strengths-based sales that we did with Anna Kruger, three parts. And it's right here in the portal. It's a standalone class, strengths-based sales under Inspire Included Courses. Three-part series where she went through using StrengthsFinder, like Orly just talked about, so you know behaviorally what's a good fit for you. The next one I'd recommend you take is Mastering Leverage with Alan Simon. Excuse me, Allison Simon. Mastering Leverage with Allison Simon, where she went through and said, hey, if you were looking to add systems to your business but don't know where to start, that's what you do. We did a class with her, and then I purchased all of her systems, all of her flowcharts, all of her Google Forms, all of her stuff. I bought it for you. You can go buy it from her yourself, $300 or something. I bought it for everybody, and I encourage you to go and take a look at those standalone courses. It's really, really good. All right, Vicki DeLuca, you're next. Good morning.
Good morning. Goodness, everyone has really leaned in and said what I was thinking. But again, she has to have clarity on what she loves. That's the most important thing, because if she loves open houses, look at Rico. He killed it. So lean into what you love, door knocking, right? Relationship building. Start thinking creatively. Maybe have the cups of coffee, right, with friends and do that. And again, more importantly, it's your mindset. Stop comparing yourself to other people. And the more important thing is be consistent. So if you do everything and protect your time, right, you start here, you start in early birds, have your schedule and stick to it. And then what everyone else has said, most importantly, that 30-point tracker, keeping track of what is working for you, and then continue doing it and double down.
30-point tracker, another Inspire member exclusive, which we're making some updates to for our pipeline challenge that's coming up, or what are we calling pa pipeline power week that's coming up in October. That tracker is so good. It's in the portal, Inspire members. And then I do think, Vicki, that there is likely some comparison that Nicole is experiencing here because she said, you know, she's looking good from EDP to the 100th time. again, EDP is a constant thing. It's not something we finish. And that she says something about her GCI not being extraordinary. It is extraordinary if you're a capper, right? So let's just, what are our goals? What do we want to accomplish? And how do we want to get there and go pursue those? Vicky, great advice. People are asking in the chat the two standalone classes for Inspire members. Again, I'll give them to you. First one is Strengths-Based Sales with Anna Kruger. Second one is Mastering Leverage with Allison Simon. So Inspire Collective members, you can get those on the go. Do y'all have the app? By the way, you need the app on your phone. It's the easiest way. You download the Mighty Networks app. You can do it on your desktop as well. Go to Inspire Included Courses once you're in the portal, and they'll both be listed right there. All right, let's keep it rolling, Matt Cannon. Good morning.
Morning, James from El Paso. Hey, so first of all, if you're capping year after year after year, you got a really good business.
You
So,
do, 100%.
I think you need to really think about, why? Why are you? What's driving you to want to do more? What about your business? Is it the agent next door to you that has, a team of 10 agents that's driving you to do more, or are you really not satisfied with, how much money you're making, what you have going on in your life? I think you need to think about that. The second thing is, when I think about moving from E to P, you start running your business. Are you running it like a business? Do you have a bookkeeper? Do you have an accountant? Do you have a coach? If you were to go on vacation for a week or two, would your business still run by itself? Would transactions still close? Would showings still happen? This is what systems and moving into a business versus a single agent is about. So you start to look at everything about your business and see how to keep it moving if you don't show up to work today. But I really do think she needs to look at the why, what's driving her to think about this, and that might lead her down the path. Thanks, James.
That's a great share. Thank you. Valerie, good morning.
Good morning. It's an hour earlier here.
It is. It's 4:46 at your house. Do you
Yes, it
follow
is.
the same model as me? Get up, do this to the hair, put on what you had on yesterday, and then get on the call?
We're not going to talk about the
It's
shirt
a
I
great
have
model. It's a great model. I'm just telling you. Go ahead, Valerie.
What I wanted to share was I was listening to a podcast yesterday that they were talking about bumping up against this level and breaking through. And one of the speakers said, once you get to a new level, you have a new devil. And I've been thinking about that ever since I heard that. And I think once you bump up against that level, you got to identify who your devil is. And that's how you break through and get to your next level, which is interesting because I'm up against it again. It's a number I've hit. I'm going to hit it again. I've hit it multiple times. And I would like to hit a different number that's above that number. So it really spoke to me yesterday.
That's a great reminder. Every new level comes with new challenges and new issues, and it's always on a journey. Thank you. Vicki in Tulsa, good morning.
Good morning, James. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Everyone had such great things to say, and I wanted to add that my coach recommended that I go and look at where I've got my business over the last year. And when I drilled it down, it was my sphere. And specifically from people I used to work with, and every time I host an event with the people I used to work with, because we like to stay in community, I want to cancel it because people have canceled on me at the last minute, or nobody's RSVP'd. And I invite about 200 people and 16 show up. And at the end of the day, I'm like, that was a win. But drilling down to see where my business came from. And then I have so many people in my database that have signed up for events I've done or drawings, and I don't know all of them. So she recommended that I get my top 50. I may do top 100, but then I went to Bold Monday and Kimberly Horn suggested the same thing. So somebody's trying to tell me something. And if I could just love on those 50 really well, then the business is going to come.
Kimberly Horn's great. I'm glad you're in bold with her. I'm glad you're paying attention to what people are suggesting for you. The key to successful lead gen is twofold: stuff that works and stuff you like. Because if it works, you'll get leads from it. If you like it, you know that you can do it long term. So if you like doing the events and it's working, then we do them. And we remember that events are not about who shows up. It's about the process you followed around the event, around the touches before and the touches after. It is the proof that just because you don't hear them doesn't mean they don't hear you. And as long as you're running your plays and getting leads from it, we're never going to go and measure the success of the event based on how many people came. In fact, it's better when they don't come. It is better when they don't come because it's cheaper, Vicky. You're doing the ice cream social. You invite 216 come. That's a lot cheaper ice cream social than a 200 show up. But it has the same impact whether they come or not. I would definitely argue that. As long as they're getting your touches and they're in a flow. Great share, Vicky. Thank you. Christy May, good morning.
Good morning, James. Thank you for the opportunity. Vicky kind of stated what I was talking about or wanted to talk about is, again, find what you love, like events, but also look at your community, like what is your passion? Are you involved in your kids? Are they involved in sports? You know, do you have a lot of, what season of life are you in? You know, are you a teenager mom? Maybe you could start a group or, you know, dive into the people that are around you. If it's, you know, something that you're passionate about, like gardening or whatever, if you are not already, you know, involved in some sort of group, maybe you create one, maybe you do a Facebook group on something that you love, you know, but center it around, like you said, your passions, and then go deeper on that.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Christy. Yeah, I agree with you. We got a few more hands up in a few more minutes, so let's get them in. Dean Moss, good morning.
Hey, good morning, James, and thank you so much for the opportunity. A couple things. One was it's on my mind, but it's on a lot of people's mind, and that's you got to get coached. Now, coaching could mean something like a Mavs coach. Mine's Jason Massengill, had him for a while, great guy. Or it could be somebody in the market center if your production isn't there. But you got to have somebody to bounce things off of when you're in it. You know, we always say this, when you're at the end of the rope, you need somebody to tie a knot in. That happens every once in a while. The second thing you want to do, because a lot of people talk about getting assistance and leverage, remember that assistance doesn't have to be A-N-T-S. It could be A-N-C-E. You can enlist other agents from the office that would love to help you, and they would do it for either, you know, next to nothing, the training, or a small amount of money, and you can leverage their assistance in order to help you build your own business, do the things you need to do to get your 20%. So thanks. Let me share that.
Dean Moss getting fancy. Dean Moss getting fancy and catchy on the call today. Good morning, Dean. That was great.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity.
Dean, are you still celebrating the big Bears win over the weekend?
We got a Bears win. We got a Cubs win last night,
and too. The Cubs won.
So yeah, I'm excited.
Very, so exciting.
I tell you, thanks.
I can barely contain myself.
Oh, look at me.
Yeah. Kim Wallace, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so I have these lighthouse questions that you asked us in May. So whenever I'm going through something, I go back to these five questions. Number one, am I proud of the way that I've been doing my business? Number two, do I know where my business actually is coming from and that clarity of the lead gen? Number three, what feels heavy versus what feels light? Number four, if my second half looks like my first half, how will I feel in December? And number five, what is the one thing I've been avoiding that I know will move my business forward? And I feel as if that those are my lighthouse questions. So whenever I'm feeling a certain type of way or downtrodden, I know to go back to those questions, because even though she is a capper, you know, like I am so feeling her, because these is such a great question. I am a capper every year, but I still feel like it's not enough. And so it's like, okay, well, am I proud? Like, that's the first, like, yeah, I am proud. I am a perennial capper. I cap every year. Some agents don't do that. Okay, good. Do I know where my business is coming from? Yes. 43% of my business comes from my local gym that I attend every single day. So I need to pour into them more. If my first, what feels heavy and what feels light? Okay, I'm doing something that is feeling a little bit heavier. We need to kind of let that go. What feels light is hopping on to, I've been going on to Kristen Jungle's account, our lead gen time. It's the easiest thing I do for 2 hours a day. It's just so simple. And then you ask about a question about if your first half looks like your second half. So break that down and answer those questions, Nicole. And I promise you, you will be able to get to that E to P, because there is something in those five questions. Every time that I answer them, the answer may be different. So I may not get the clarity the first time of the lead gen, but I may get it the second time, or I may not be proud. Okay. So I'm not proud because I've been a punk ass. Okay, so let me stop being a punk ass and get to work. Or I know what's heavy and I am scared to do it. And then that fifth question is the question that you really knock us over the head with. You say, what have I been avoiding? You know what people have been avoiding, James? They've been avoiding going over their P&L. They've been avoiding going into the bank and to see how much money they have been spending. They've been avoiding how much it takes to actually put a house on the market, in their market, and how much money that takes. They've been avoiding to not deal with the lady who's only pre-approved for $105,000, but she want to go see 17 houses every single day. Am I talking to myself? Yes. But I'm just saying, y'all, answer those five questions and you will get that clarity.
She is talking about the mid-year vibe check that I did on May 2nd. That was May 2nd. It's on my Instagram. I'm putting the link in the chat. If you're listening to the podcast version, go onto my Instagram, James D. Shaw, and scroll till May 2nd, and that is the vibe check, and it's really great questions. The other thing, Inspire Collective members, at the end of, probably in this week's newsletter, Julia, we need to remind Vicky to put this in this week's Inspire newsletter. You'll do your quarterly review. We have a whole worksheet for that. We have a whole quarterly review worksheet that will allow you to go and look and figure out, where's your business coming from? Where's it not coming from? What are you proud of? What is it you want to change? And you do it based on actual data that you can go pull. Where did you think you would be? Where are you? Based on where you thought you would be and where you are, what do you need to do next? Those are the questions to ask. So Inspire Collective members, that'll be in Saturday morning's This Week in Inspire email. Julie, if you'll just remind Vicky to put it in there, that would be great. All right, Kelly, you get the last word on this one.
I'm coming after Kim. Not so much fun, Kim with a Y. So mine was just be purposeful in planning. So make it so that things are on the calendar and they're publicized so you have to meet them. Sometimes we hurry up and then we drag along. And so what I've done is I have gratitude gatherings and they're on the calendar for an entire year. When I finish one, I change it for next year's date and I put it back on. And that way there's never a time when I don't have something planned. When somebody goes to my Bitly link for Aspire Events 2025, they see everything for the next year. And then I'll change it to 2026. I'll change the Bitly link. But I'll link it to the same place. And I just have it so that it's consistent, it's purposeful. I know that I'm always going to get a return on my investment. There's never a time that I do a gratitude gathering that I don't get a piece of business. So I don't know, just love on your people. Love on your people. Consistently love on your people.
If you want to level up, which is what the question was, it's figure out what works and do more of that. Plus the stuff that you make sure that you love it. It's got to work and you got to like it to do it consistently. If it's not working, but you like it, then that's mistaking business for busyness. And you're busy, not really filling the pipeline. If it's working and you don't like it, you may not be able to double down on it long term because you just don't like it. And there might be things that you just do that work, but you don't love doing them. And so you're not going to effectively double down on them. But if it's working and you like it, that's where I would start. And that was her question. Where would I start? The stuff that's working and you like. Good morning. It is 7:58 Eastern, 5:58 Mountain. I am in Boise, Idaho this morning. Good morning, everyone from Boise, Idaho, where today I get to hang out with one of the most elite market centers in all of Keller Williams, as far as I'm concerned. We are doing RISE today, which is Real Estate Inspiration, Strategy, and Execution. We're going to have a full day with them about talking about mindset around the market, getting strategy that works today, and then helping them put the models in place to execute those. So I'm pumped to do that today in Boise. And I want to thank Maria Pettit for filling in for me yesterday while I was flying up here. So it's going to be a great day. And by the way, if you're ever interested in having me come do something at your market center or region, reach out and let me know. Send me a text or something. I'm full for this year. Can't come see you this year, but we have a handful of dates. I'm basically halfway sold out for 2026 based on my schedule. But if you want me to come, we'll see if we can fit it in. We are back to the basics this week, and that's what we're talking about all week is basics. And today I want to talk about follow-up because I don't know. We talk lead gen all the time, but what if you just followed up with the stuff you had instead of going after the low-hanging fruit? We're going to talk about systems around lead gen, but before we do that, a couple of tell me something good. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning. Coming at you from the sauna. So a week ago today, mom had her last chemo treatment. She meets with the surgeon today and gets a CT scan just to make sure that everything's clear. But as of right now, it looks like everything's gone and she'll have the port removed on Tuesday. And even greater news, they're driving from Chicago to Alabama and then they'll take me to Tampa because I have a place in Venice. And so they'll be my ride to Inspire.
that is so great. It's been a journey. It has been a journey, Cindy, but all the blessings to her, which is great.
Yeah, praise God. Thank you.
You got it. We're going to do one more. I'm jumping to Jenny. Sorry, everybody else. I'm jumping to Jenny because she's in Boise. I'm in Boise. I don't know, Jenny, if I'm going to see you today or not, but I want to give you the last something good.
I will see you this morning, and I believe I'm taking you to the airport afterwards.
Oh, but, well, I have a car, so you don't have to take
me. Oh, you do? Okay, they contacted me yesterday. Perfect. Okay, so I am very thankful that you made your way out to Boise and that I was able to close my little office and bring my team today.
That is so fun. I'm so glad you're coming. It's going to be a great day. I love coming here. It's a great group of people, and we're going to have a ton of fun. Thank you for offering to take me to the airport, but I think National would prefer I bring their car back.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. You're right, Kristen Jungles. I'm going to be in Chicago in October, Chicago and Champaign. So if you're interested in coming to those things, jamesdshaw.com.
Well, that's why. Event. I mean, it's.
Yes, I agree. jamesdshaw.com/events. All right, let's talk about it. So it is back to the basics week because, as Gary once said at a mega camp or a family reunion, who gave you permission to get away from them? And sometimes if we're struggling, we think we have to add all these fancy strategies or get super creative, when the truth is we probably just need to go back to a basic. And so today I want to talk about follow-up because there is immense opportunity inside of the lead pipeline and the people you've already talked to. I don't know that most of you have a lead generation problem. I think you're pretty good at lead generating. I think if you were up against it and had to take a listing today, you'd be able to lead generate your way to get one. Everybody on here would. You could call 100 expireds today and find someone to list with you. That's lead generation. You can do that. You don't have a lead generation problem. Most of you, what you have is a pipeline issue. You have some sort of lead follow-up problem. The week of October 12th, we are going to do Pipeline Power Week. It is an Inspire Collective challenge, but we'll also talk about it on the Pivot Shift Ahead call. So everyone can participate in a small part of this challenge. Inspire Collective members will go way deeper, give you a ton of systems and tools and things around it. But everyone, save the date. October 12th, I think that's a Monday. Someone double check it for me. But October 12th, that week, will be all about filling up the pipeline and doing the follow-up because I think that's where you have the challenge. See, we have to remember that a majority of buyers and sellers work with the first agent who they come across and stays in touch with them. So you don't have to be the best one. You just need to be the one that stays in touch. And so that's why in MREA, Gary teaches us, right, we got to build a database, feed the database, communicate it with it systematically, and then shift ads, we have to cultivate. We have to have a way to stay in touch with people who are living inside of that database. We build it, we feed it, in other words, we put people in it, we update it, we write down what they told us, we communicate with them systematically, 36 touch, 100 touch, 200 touch, I don't care how many touches, but we have to cultivate. Stay in a relationship with them in between the time that they don't need us and they do need us. I don't know that a business is built on pumping it full of new leads. I think a strong business is built on being consistently in touch with the leads that we already have. And that's what I want to talk about this morning, is that cultivation piece. Your systems around staying in touch with the people that we already have so that you can stop having stuff fall through the cracks. Stulio's taught us, say no to crack. And stuff's falling through for some of you, and the business could be a lot easier if we have better cultivation systems. Anna Kruger, you want to start us off? Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you great.
Perfect. I love this conversation. It's a pain point I had in my business of I had so many new leads coming in, and I was trying to keep up with them, and then to the neglect of the leads I already had. And then I realized I was losing so much money and also spending too much money on leads that I didn't actually need because I had plenty of leads at the time. And so one thing that helped was I adopted the mindset of every time I hang up with someone, unless they said, take me off your list or never call me again, I would come up with an action step. And maybe this is from my teacher days, I don't know, but everybody had homework. And sometimes it was for me and sometimes it was for them. But even if I talked to someone who was not interested currently, I would say, great, the next step, and that's a phrase that started helping with setting up a follow-up call, would be the next step is to, and for some people that would be talk to a lender, some people that would be talk to your spouse and see, you know, what their interest is, because maybe they are, but they're not sure where their spouse is on it. Or it could even be the next step is for us to stay in touch and see if you need anything. And just that mindset of everybody gets a next step when we hang up really helped. And then the second mindset that helped was, and I've shared this before with some of you, but the idea of in football, it takes multiple plays to get the ball into the end zone. And so I started trying to think, it's not I set an appointment or I failed. It's I set an appointment and then who did I gain yardage with? Who did I move forward? And so I started reporting out numbers like, okay, I set one and I gained yardage with seven people. And it just adjusted my mindset to recognize the wins of the day. It doesn't have to just be an appointment or nothing, you know, and that really helped with the follow-up mindset.
Really good. I love all of that. You know, in football, remember, you're not going to score on every play. Well, unless you're the Indianapolis Colts, then you'll basically score on every play. But you're not going to score on every play. It's just about moving the relationship down the field. And I love the, so what should we do next question? Because that tells you what to do next. And then we have to remember, Anna, that we take whatever they tell us and cut it in half. Remember, the longest we ever wait, the longest we ever wait to talk to someone is 90 days. So if they said, you know, if they tell you in September, hey, once our kid's out of school this year, we're going to want to sell our house. You know, they got a senior or something. Their senior's going to graduate and they want to move. Well, that's not till May. Well, we don't wait till May. We take whatever they tell us, cut it in half. October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. 8 months. That's too long. Cut it in half is 4 months. That's still too long. The most you wait is 90 days. And you check in. Hey, the last time we talked, you told me that when your kid graduates from high school, you're going to sell the house. Is that still your plan? And we just stay in flow with them. Anna Krueger, great share. Cheers to you. Dan Tamarkin, you're going to have a great share too. Good morning.
Yeah, you know, I've said this for the longest time, James. I was great at just the lead generation calls, you know, meeting people for the first time and saying hello. And I was in the office every day making my calls. And really where I got a lot of traction, James, is when I started living in my pipeline. And I've said, shared this before. My pipeline right now, I just checked. I have 73 people in my seller pipeline. I have 52 people in my buyer pipeline. Like Anna said, every day I'm in there looking at it. It's the first place I go to see who I need to talk with next. And as a result, right now I have 9 listings signed and another 6 buyers, you know, that I have under contract to work with. And that's the most I've had. And I've for years always asked and wondered, you know, when I talk to people that have just been successful in business, what caused your trajectory to change? How did you go from like growing your business like this to growing your business like this? And what I've discovered for me, it's working my pipeline. And the first step to working up my pipeline is actually having a pipeline. Because for years, I didn't really have a pipeline. I didn't have a system. And now I have one that I'm more than happy to share. I'll put it in the chat or put it online for others to benefit from, because it's been a very useful, very practical, simple tool.
Yeah, find a way to keep track of your pipeline, whether you're using your CRM or Command for that. I used an Excel spreadsheet. I mean, whatever works for you is totally great, but find a way to keep track of it. And then everyone should participate in Pipeline Power Week. It is October 13th, the week of October 13th. That is the Monday. And we're going to be on together every day that week. Pivot call, everyone's part of. Inspire members, every day at noon that week. We'll go a lot deeper for you so that you can have a pipeline that looks like Dan Tamarkin's. Dan, thank you. I'm proud of you. Rico, good morning.
What's going on? It's a thankful Thursday. We're going to have a big day. So I'm going to do this two ways. So as you know, at the top of the year, I took the Emily Peckham class, and I've been really, really big on that for sale by owners and expireds, right? So, you know, the for sale by owners, it's literally week by week by week by week, right? And every week, there's more things that are added to the pipeline. The biggest thing that separates me from the other people that probably do for sale by owners is I call them every single Monday, right? So they expect for me to be calling them And I have one more listings. Like, I'm already at 40 listings for the year already just by taking that class. Right? Remember last year, I only closed 40, right? So my biggest thing was a lot of agents fall off after the second, third week because they get the no's. The people say, we don't want to do it. And they're like, okay, you know what? Let me just go and find something else to do. I'm the one, I still call leads right now that are in there from March, April, June, right? All because, like, that's just my number one focus. The second part to this is AI is big right now. So I do use a system where I have AI texting. I can't do it 24/7. So what I do is I add them into the system and then the AI will be talking to them. So then what I do is I just follow up from the AI the night before. What I'll do is I set up my list, who I'm calling, and then who I need to follow up. So those were the biggest things that helped me. But what separates me, like I said, from anybody else is I'm the most consistent in the office. I'm not the best of scripts yet, but I'm way better than anybody else because I practice it every single day and then I don't stop. And when people tell me no, I ask them, what can I have done better so I can make sure it never, ever happens again?
You learn the plays and run them. That's what Rico does. Emily Peckham's FSBO course is great. It's available on demand to anybody who wants it. JamesDshaw.com/coaching. JamesDshaw.com/coaching. You can enroll in Emily's class. It's on demand. Rico takes what we talk about and implements, and it works. Rico, I'm proud of you. Linda Brennan, good morning.
Good morning, James. One of the best things I heard at a family reunion was get more from what you're already doing. And so that helped me to build the systems to help do that. And then this year I learned that by tracking, my third quarter is my slowest. So going forward, I need to build those better systems to make that a better quarter. However, when I found myself in the slowness, I dove back into my pipeline. And that has been able to help me set up my fourth quarter, which will help me end the year with my best year yet. And it wasn't like I wasn't doing it, but I wasn't focusing on it because I want to do all the stuff. And I was focusing on, you know, trying to implement other things that didn't matter as much as where my business comes from. And it's from my sphere. And that's where I feel I lose, I can lose the best leads because somebody will say, oh, well, if I might want to do this, or it's just a casual comment. But that casual comment can, you know, if I cultivate it, can turn into business. So that's what I've been doing.
A casual comment needs to be taken seriously. It's got to be put in the database. It's got to be written down. And a follow-up has got to be scheduled. And then you're not tied. This is the difference between agents who are tied to the outcome and agents who aren't tied to the outcome. If you aren't tied to the outcome, you take a casual comment, you document it, you put it in the database, and you follow up. And then they'll let you know when they're ready. It may continue to be casual until it's no longer casual. And someone who's not tied to the outcome doesn't care because they know eventually it's no longer casual. They'll need you. Someone who is tied to the outcome says things like, well, I don't want to bother them. And I know if they need me, they'll reach out to me. And I just don't want to come across as salesy. Well, then don't come across as salesy and don't bother them. But just check in and add value to them. But that if those are the things you say, then I think you're tied to the outcome. Success comes when you remove this tie you have to the outcome and just focus on process. Erin Nelson, good morning.
So I've shared a couple times with you guys, like I'm really big on my follow-up through command, and I have very detailed systems and smart plans, and you guys can search my name and find my smart plans for old line leads and stuff. I get more response because I'm texting them like every day for the first 10 days, every day. It's, hey, are you still looking for a house? Hey, have you connected with a lender? Hey, I would love to find other houses that you'd be interested in to go see. Just every day it's something, and they're getting an email and the text. And I'm going to start adding handwritten note cards to that. I've got an assistant starting on Monday. I've got too much to focus on the follow-up like I want to right now. But again, don't sleep. I tell you guys this all the time. Do not sleep on the post office mail stuff. I have gotten more business from old leads that I've never talked to just by sending fun mailers every other month in the mail, just a little something that's fun. And I had a past client take me to meet his mom and his aunt to sell his grandpa's house last night. And I also picked up the aunt's house because she's going to sell it. All because he was like, she mails us stuff all the time. I get birthday cards and this, that, and the other. Yo, I hadn't mailed birthday cards in probably 2 or 3 years because I've been too busy. But he, to him, it was, I'm constantly mailing him something and he loves it. So don't sleep on the post office.
Stay in touch. Erin Nelson, thank you. Crystal Johnson, you're next. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for letting me share. To Anna Kruger's point and Dan, for me, it's becoming more systematized. My database is where most of my business comes from, but yet I'm only doing one thing. So yesterday I put into ChatGPT, forgive me, I'm doing PT on a cardio bike right now. But yesterday I put on in ChatGPT, okay, what's a good touch point system that I can do to follow up with sending out my anniversary cards, happy anniversary for being in your home for so many years. And this even to my geographic and foreign people that they know me, I know them, but I've never seen them face to face, you know what I mean? And I loved it. I said, give you a 10-point touch point in order to follow up after I send that anniversary card. And it's brilliant. You know, just slight drip, adding value, and then closing with, you know, an offer. You know, would it be valuable if I provide you with a current CMA? But all of the other touches are just value, 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 value. So I thought it was brilliant. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you for sharing. I think we got most of it. It was a little bit muffled for me. I don't know anybody else, but I think we got the most is to build a good touch plan, a follow-up plan, and she used ChatGPT to help her. Thank you, Crystal. Julie Hess, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. So, James, I started, I think of Tulio when he says we let things slip through the cracks. So, you know, I think it comes down to your systems. And what I did from you, from here, or Inspire, is that, you know, even though I have everything in command, I still have spreadsheet. It's my whiteboard that's on my computer and all my tabs. And one of the things is every single listing that I went on. So I went on the listing yesterday, who it was, what the decision was, if they're waiting, yada, yada. So every day I'm able to look at that and kind of color code it so it jumps out. And then you also challenged us to track where every lead comes from. So I have another tab there so that every day I can look over that and go, okay, where did that lead come from? And then that allows me to, you know, reach out and so forth. So I think the biggest challenge is that people, we let things slip through the cracks. So make it real simple. Even though everything's in command, for me, opening up my whiteboard and having all the tabs and being able to know who I just talked to, when I talked to, and what am I going to do, is just so much easier for me to fill up my pipeline and to keep in contact. So
it's so true. If some of you may remember, at the end of, I think it was 2023, the final Inspire call that year, I interviewed Kathy Russell. Kathy is an Inspire member, but she's the person who got me in real estate. She's in West Lafayette, Indiana. This is Stacy Groves' mom, right, who's on all the time. And I interviewed Kathy. She's been the number one agent in that market for like 50 years, no joke. And I asked her about her pipeline follow-up system in that call, and she held up a Steno notebook, Julie, that she just writes it down on and flips through it. And this is how she sells several hundred homes a year every year for a half a century, is she has this Steno notepad. You've got your system. Dan has his system. Tulio has his system. What is this? Oh, Kathy's on. Kathy, isn't this right that you just write it down in the Steno pad or something? Isn't that right, Kathy? Do I have this right? The answer is yes. I have it right. I know that's the answer. So have a system that works for you. Allie here next. Go ahead, Allie.
Hey, good morning, James. Thanks for letting me share. One of the things that I believe in is the nurture game. So if I meet you at an open house, maybe you're not interested because we send letters, so we get a lot of the neighbors. And I try to stay in touch with them, whether it be equity, phone call, do you know somebody? That way, it plays the referral game. And so, because I believe in finding the people you don't know as well is just as important as the people that you know. So that's what I try to do, is just stay in front of them and be the person that they think of that stayed in front of them, because not everybody is looking to move. They're just coming by to see the neighbor's house. They want to see what they've done to it, updated, whatever. But if I can get them in my circle, my goal is to keep them there. Thank you for letting me share.
You got it. I love that. All right. We got time for one more. Vicky DeLuca gets the last one. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. So what I have found that has been working, obviously the consistency, the follow-up, bringing the value, but the video text, I'm in my car. I send a video text and I just say, just, you know, following up, you know, providing whatever value, right? Remember the deposit. I love that deposit, 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 right? So however I'm showing up with them, I'm providing value. So that's it. And you stay in touch with them. Obviously, I'm doing it monthly, but I get a really good response because people, whether they are seeing it or not, they're hearting it. And I know that they are seeing me. And it's all about being top of mind. So thank you for letting me share.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. It's a reminder that just because they don't hear you or just because we don't hear them doesn't mean they don't hear us, right? Let's stay in a flow with our people. I hope you've enjoyed what we covered today and it's of value to you. You know, you can always go back and listen. If you've missed a call, go find the podcast version. It's on every major podcast platform. Search Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. Also share that with people. Share it with people so that they know what we're talking about. I got the most wonderful message yesterday from an agent in New Orleans who also is works for KWU. Her name's Liz, but she also is an agent in New Orleans. And she sent me a text. She says, hey, James, it's Liz. So I'm in a rental car right now, and somehow the car in my phone decided to play the pivot call without my input. She said, I thought I was listening to NPR. And I want you to know it took me at least 10 minutes before I realized it wasn't NPR, but it was the pivot call. And that's how professional and informative it was. The call offers so much value. I just wanted you to know. And that value comes from all of you who share and participate and choose to be here every day. So thank you for what you do. Let's connect and keep it rolling. Get inside Pivot Shift Ahead on Facebook and ask more questions, because the questions you ask lead to the conversations that we have in here. So I challenge you to go ask a question every week, see where it goes. Let's connect on Instagram too, at James D. Shaw. And if you're not an Inspire member, you heard so many examples today about how Inspire is helping people. We would love to have you come join us. You can go to jamesdshaw.com and click Join Inspire. All right, that's it. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration.